Hey JS, this is Danny.
Hey Danny, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
How you doing? Good.
Good, good. Hey, yeah, it looks like you requested, you know, some information.
Yeah.
Working capital program. Is this a good minute for you to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to confirm some information. You know, we have a file, and then you know, answer any questions you might have over there.
Okay.
So this is O'Henry's restaurant.
Yes.
Okay. And the address that we have on file is 201 East Main Street.
Yes.
Rogersville, Tennessee. Okay. And yeah, what exactly do you guys do over there? I know it's a restaurant. You guys specialize in anything?
Yeah, it's just family home cook, and we've been in business for 26 years.
Oh wow! No kidding. Yeah.
My mom and my uncle actually started it, and my mom passed, and then my uncle got sick, and I bought him out. So I've actually owned it fully for the last since 2013. So.
Oh wow! No kidding. Well, that's great. That's cool. It's a family a business over there, and so you're the 100% owner now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, you know, why don't you tell me exactly what you're looking to do, and so I can point you in the right direction, Danny.
Yeah, basically what I'm looking at is, well, I have another business, and basically I took a hit when half my business went and disappeared on me.
Oh, wow.
Setting it up, set up a whole new office and everything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
So basically I've been working, trying to make everything work and actually starting to get stuff straightened out. And what I'm looking at is getting about $30,000 to actually get some stuff worked out to where I can improve my credit score. And from where I've used, basically I personally took the hit because everything was on in my name, credit card and everything. So.
Okay. All right, so you're looking for that. And what other business did you have over there?
I actually own a probation, misdemeanor probation services for juveniles. I've been doing probation for over 20 years myself.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
How'd you get involved in that industry?
That was an accident. Knew a friend who, husband actually was in probation and then actually was with that company for 18 years as part owner, and then I just left the company and started my own with another partner.
Okay, cool. And so you had, the partnership, did it kind of fall apart on you, or did it?
Oh, yeah, there's way too many, there's a lot of overhead, and nothing was coming down to the ones that worked the day-to-day operations, which included me, so.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Okay, so is that business no longer... You no longer have that.
They're still. I was actually. That was part of the business I lost because they actually was supposed to. The judges had agreed to switch their services to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we set everything up, and then in one day's time, they changed everything and they dropped us. So we basically.
Why?
Yeah, we basically lost our shirts and.
Oh man.
So I've recouped up to the point now. I need to start getting stuff squared away. So.
Right. Okay. All right. So yeah. So for the back to the 30K. With this, you're gonna improve the credit. I mean, what else are you exactly gonna use it for? Like just as a cushion, or do you bulk up on the inventory?
Yeah. Well, I was actually gonna work on the outside of the building as well.
Uh huh.
Because my uncle, when he actually passed, he
had a
note on the business when I bought him, because he said he'd just hold the note. Well, I paid over half of it. But where he died, now it's a fuss between his wife and his son, who is, the wife is the stepmother, and so it's been a big hoo-ha. And basically, they've called the loan on my building. So I'm
going to do
that with a bank here in town.
Right.
But I need to update the building as well, too. I mean, I'm getting to keep it because the bank's got that part worked out.
Right. So what's the current loan that you have with them right now that they called?
Well, it was getting ready to be approved as of yesterday. What I have left on it's $137,000, what I own. And I paid $138,000 in 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and see, and that's when my other business, when we done all that, that just messed up everything when that fell through. So I've basically spent a year and a half getting everything squared away, and now stuff's starting to work out, and then they
get right.
Huge, so now I've got to refi.
Yeah. Right. Hey, I mean, you're making your way. That's definitely a tough situation. Yeah. That's a lot that you paid off over there. And what bank do you normally work with, or are you currently working with?
Well, the one we're working with, it's Civis Bank.
Civis?
Civis, yeah. It's,
oh, how did,
they changed their name. It was Citizens Bank of East Tennessee. I think that's right.
Uh huh.
But they went through a restructure. Now they call themselves Civis.
Oh, okay. Civis Bank. And so right now you're working with them to get that loan, the 137, refinanced. Okay. And what have they told you so far? Any updates?
Well, as of yesterday, they said they've just got to put their stuff together to present it to me and
mm-hmm.
what they can work out with me. So.
Okay.
And then they told me to have the attorneys for my aunt and my cousin just call them and they'll start dealing with them.
Yes, I do. So
they think hocus pocus money can come out real quick, so.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And do you have any other, you know, working capital loans out or anything else?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who do you have them out with?
On Deck.
Okay, and what's the, you know, what was the loan amount that you took out?
It was 18, and I've had it paid down as little as less than 10, and now it's back up to 18. It's just where I've been working to make stuff work.
Okay, so the current balance right now is at 18?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have the total payback?
That I do know what that. Well, it's a full amount. The full amount I've actually it's up to 18 again. So.
Okay, so you kind of you refinance with them.
Yep.
Okay, and when did you take that loan out?
Gosh, that one was a line of credit, so I've had it for at least a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's a couple of years now.
Yeah, it's a line of credit, and like I said, I've had it down to 10, and they actually had me a term loan. I got it paid off.
Okay, so this is a line. So do you have like a daily payment on it or a weekly?
Yeah. Well, this one's weekly. Now the term was daily. So.
Okay, and so with the weekly payment, what do you pay a week there?
It's $750 right now.
Okay, that's not too bad. Okay, and so with that, on Dex, you're looking to get an additional $30K. You know, what were sales like last year for you?
It was 300, and if I'm not mistaken, it was 360-something.
Okay, 360. All right, so based off that, you know, our working capital programs, they're based off sales.
Right.
So right now, yeah, we generally can free up, you know, 10 to 15% of that. And we would be looking, you know, around like, you know, 36, you know, all the way up to... Yeah, 40, 50. So somewhere around there, we'd be able to get you. Is that somewhere that you'd be looking at? I mean, we're right around that amount that you'd be looking for. Is there a need for additional funding, or is that 30?
See, my whole thing is where the basically when all the crap hit the fan, I mean, literally, I maxed out every credit card I had.
Right.
I even cashed in my retirement to buy a lease out.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's,
okay. it was a massive blow.
Mm-hmm. So you're just...
So I just basically have managed it and got it worked. And I'll be honest with you, my credit score tanked, but I've got it back up over 600 now.
Okay, so you're right around, like, somewhere in the... Like, how would you rank it? Somewhere in the middle, then?
I know the last time I checked, it was, like, 602, 603, something like that.
Okay, so yeah, it's...
But it tanked down to like 400 and something.
Ouch, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and with that, so with this, you know, 30K, you're going to improve your credit, but do you have like a return? Is this a dollar amount you're expecting to get back, if you're able to...
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Is this going to help the business? in any way?
It's going to help the business big time because of the fact it's going to improve my credit score, that if there's any question with the bank, I'll be able to.
Right.
I mean, that's it. And plus, too, I only use some of the money to. I've remodeled the inside completely in the last 3 years that I've owned it.
Mm-hmm.
It needs outside work on it now, and I just can't get to it. And it needs it. And that would improve business, too, because we've actually slowly, the last 3 years, have gone up. So.
Right. And so with the outside, are you just looking to, like, repaint, or are you?
Oh, actually, no, because the building's so old, because we're in the historic district.
Okay.
Part of this, I mean, literally, like, the outside basically has got to be completely redone. The wood has to be taken off.
Oh, wow.
And it's got to be replaced with the exact, basically, closest as we can get it to the same type of wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're just going to, is it a wood building?
Yes, the facade of it's wood. Now, one part of it is actually old plank board wood. That's how old it is. It's a 100-year-old building, that part of the building is.
Okay.
Two buildings. We bought the original restaurant part, and then we bought the building beside it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dining room that we actually see 144 people.
Oh, wow. That's a large venue you have. You know, so you're able to see that amount. And then, so with that, with the wood, are you going to need any, like, equipment to do that, or are you going to just sub it out?
Probably. Right now, equipment-wise, I think the guy that actually is going to do the work, he's got everything the need to fix it. And inside, the only thing that might be equipment-wise we might need is actually a new cooler. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's so you're looking to bring out a new cooler as well?
Yeah.
Because we definitely have those equipment finance programs. And how much, you know, would a new cooler cost for you?
Well, the ice machine, I know the one we got, and that was several years. We're talking several years ago. It was like $15.
Okay.
And the last one I looked at, it was $5,000.
$5,000, wow.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. What was the difference? And is there a real big difference between those two, or just the name?
It's just the fact that, no, we bought this one years ago, and it was, I know we paid $1,500, but I'm saying it was like 10 or 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the price has increased that much. I about yeah.
That's crazy how much it's increased that much. Okay, and
yeah.
And so with that, do you have like a vendor that you normally work with, or? What
yeah,
do you usually?
Actually, we did a vendor because we had to replace our dishwasher. And
okay.
The commercial dishwasher was $5,000, and we're actually leasing it through our food, Gordon's Food Service.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually leasing that through them. They do everything on it.
Okay. Well, we also do, you know, equipment financing as well, and we could, you know, if you're looking to bring that on with the $30,000, we could, you know, keep the $30,000 for what other needs, and we could finance that other cooler for you. Definitely an option there if you are looking to go that route. So when are you, you know, looking to, when do you need the $30,000 by? When are you looking to bring the funds on?
Just whenever I can get it squared away to do it.
Okay.
If it's doable.
Yeah, and it definitely sounds doable through what you've told me. And it's definitely, you know, a very easy, simple process with us. And I can actually probably get you an answer by the end of the week. But all we need is a one-page application I can, you know, email over to you. And then I would also need 6 months business bank statements.
Okay.
And then it would be your most recent tax return. Did you get an extension on 2015?
I actually have that.
You have to?
Yeah, I've got 2015.
Okay, perfect. And now, I'm guessing, yeah, being a restaurant, majority of your customers pay with credit cards?
Oh, yeah, a bigger portion of it now, for sure. It's basically a little over half.
Okay.
Bring in monthly.
Right. Okay, so we definitely need the 4 months merchant statements or credit card processing statements. Okay, and then, yeah, that's all we need to, you know, get you an answer on the $30,000. And then for the equipment side, if you had a quote, you know, for that or not. I mean, we can definitely get you an answer on that as well.
Okay.
But what's a? I think I had an email here. It was dhenryajs@gmail.com.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, Danny, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot that over to you in an email, just the application as well as what we'd need. And, I mean, when do you think you can have everything over to me? I can get working on this for you.
Actually, here in the next couple hours.
Okay, perfect. And then I'll keep an eye out for it, and I will, get an answer for you by the end of the week.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, and what would be a good time to follow up with you, Danny?
Well, anytime you want to, because I'll be right now. I'm pretty good all the rest of this week. So.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good. I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you, and I'll keep an eye out for it. And then once you send it over today, I'll start working on it, and I'll give you an update. As soon as I can.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, take care, Dan. It was great talking to you.
Good talking to you.
All right. Talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.